What's your usual reaction when someone asks you to answer yes or no? Make you want to hedge with a maybe so, a yes and no? Well, that's a natural enough response. There's something pretty final about yes or no. Usually we prefer to hold out for more information before we give such unqualified answers. In response to many requests, the State Radio Council presents this film to help you answer yes or no to a question which will soon be put to you as a Wisconsin citizen. You'll be asked to answer this question in the general elections this November. It will read and look like this. Shall the state of Wisconsin provide a tax-supported, statewide, non-commercial educational television network? Answer, yes or no. No provision for a maybe-so, and if you mark both yes and no, out goes your opinion. And Wisconsin's legislature wants your opinion. Because the legislators were not certain how you felt about educational television, they called for this referendum. At the same time, this was last year, the legislators appropriated funds for an experimental television station in Madison. Now, you can see the reasons for this. Neither you nor the legislature could answer yes or no to an educational television network until certain questions were answered. Questions like, what kind of programs would this service offer us? What would it cost us to build and operate the network? And how would it be administered? The experimental station WHA-TV, under the direction of the University Television Laboratory and the State Radio Council, was to provide a working base from which the answers to such questions might be obtained. Here, then, is WHA-TV broadcasting a few hours each week to a small area around Madison. It utilizes one of the 12 Wisconsin television channels reserved by the Federal Communications Commission for non-commercial educational use. This, with the 11 other channels, would comprise an educational statewide network. Now, here are the assignments of the other 11. Two VHF channels, one in or near Milwaukee, the other in or near Superior. 9 UHF channels in the vicinity of the following Wisconsin communities: Richland Center, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Shell Lake, Park Falls, Wausau, Adams, Marinette, and Chilton. Stations situated in these 11 communities would cover approximately 98% of the state's population, or in terms of land area, the stations would cover 95% of the state. But just what would these stations carry to 98% of the state's people? What kind of programs would go into that electrical web and into your home or your children's classroom? Well, that question is basic to your yes or no. And that question brings us back to WHA-TV, where research into educational television programming is being conducted. Let's answer the question by sampling some of the fruits of WHA-TV's program experimentation. First, an important area of wholesome television programming for preschool children, WHA-TV offers The Friendly Giant. Here's a typical excerpt.
Inside, and here's one little chair for one of you, and a bigger chair for two more to curl up in. And here's the book we're going to read tonight. But this is too small, isn't it? Yes, we need one that's giant size. Big enough so that we can see the picture. So look up. Look way up. Yes, this one isn't big enough. But I think Rusty has a giant size copy of the same one in the book bag. Rusty? Rusty?
Yes,
hi, Rusty.
Hi.
Do you have the giant-sized copy of this book?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Would you get it on?
It's in the bag.
Good. And the kittens were coming tonight, weren't they?
Mm.
Meow and Meow Too?
Mm.
I think this is one of their favorite books. They should have been here by now.
I don't know what's keeping them.
One of the reasons we wanted to read this is because I know they like it.
Oh.
Well, they're not here. We'll just have to read it anyway. They generally come right in the window. Climb up the ivy. Oh, hello, Meow. Hello, Meow, too. Well, Rusty, now we're all here.
Yeah.
And we're all ready. So, once upon a time...
Many youngsters, and some not so young in the Madison area, look forward to their nightly visits with the friendly giant and his friend. For more than 20 years, the Wisconsin School of the Air has sent its radio programs into schools throughout the state, supplementing the classroom studies of boys and girls in the elementary grades. Last year, more than 213,000 children were enrolled in School of the Air courses. The names of favorite teachers are well known to several generations of school children all over the state, like Professor E.B. Gordon, from whom thousands of boys and girls have learned to sing and to enjoy singing. Wakelin McNeil, who has made nature a living thing to children through his broadcast, A Field with Ranger Mac. The success of radio as an aid to teaching can be multiplied when you can see as well as hear. Several of Wisconsin's pioneers in education by radio have already begun to adapt their materials and teaching techniques to this new device. As an example, here's a portion of the creative art program, Let's Draw. James Schwalbach is introducing a lesson on crayon techniques.
And so, boys and girls, in using the crayon, you actually have two different ways you can use it. If you want to cover large areas with one color, tip your crayon on the side, take the paper off, and just rub it on the paper. If you want lines or details or dots or patterns, use the crayon on this end and press quite hard. Let's look at a picture made by one of the boys at a school out in the state that's done just that. Up here we have the sky, the ground, the area of the mountains where the large blue areas have been used by using the side of the crayon and just going back and forth. The cowboys in the center around the campfire, the chuck wagon, the animal here, the details of that have been used by taking the end of the crayon and pressing quite hard on the page. Now there's another thing you can use with your crayon, another little skill you ought to have. And that's in your drawing to get the very, very lightest to the very, very darkest. We do that by varying the pressure on the crayon. Let's try that. Starting up here at the top, just barely touching the crayon to the page so you can hardly see it, sort of tickling the page. Then coming down a little bit further, press a little bit harder, a little bit harder, come down a little bit harder with it, then come down, start to climb up on top of that crayon, really grinding it into the page, pushing it right down in, breaking it if necessary. So that you have all the way on your page from a very, very light up here at the top through the middle values down to a very dark. And we want to have all those in any one single picture. And this young man with his Western scene has it there. Let's again look at it. Up here in the mountain in the background, we have on this right-hand side of the page, he barely touched the crayon to the page, just tickling it. You get a very light value, coming across to a middle or medium value, coming across again to a very, very dark. So across here, he has all types of crayon values, light to middle to dark, to make that mountain appear good and solid in the background of the picture.
Further experiments with television as a teaching tool in the elementary grades will be conducted throughout the current school year. But the desire to learn isn't limited to young people. Adults continue to learn throughout life. They seek knowledge, cultural enrichment, and self-improvement through correspondence study, vocational schools, and all manners of opportunities available to them. Educational television can provide many opportunities for continued learning for people in many walks of life, housewives, farmers, businessmen, teachers, professional people. Through television, the people of Wisconsin can have access to the best teachers and educational resources of the state and nation. Let's see some samples of programs for adults being developed at WHA-TV. Here's part of a program of interest to the ladies from the series Today's Home. An extension specialist, Louise Young, is explaining good business methods for the family.
We have just completed recording the information about family life insurance in this folder, which will be kept at home, while the insurance policy itself will be taken to a safe deposit box for safekeeping. Organizing the family business is one of the things that families like to do in order to keep papers well organized. Here we have a file box which shows some of the headings that you may use either in a file drawer in a desk or in a box in order to organize business papers for easy keeping. We have the home, personal, and then either farm or business, depending upon your situation. And within each one of these categories, we have file folders so that you may keep your papers easily found. Let's look at some of the papers that we are apt to have around the home. This is just one day's supply, perhaps.
Let's turn now to farming. In agricultural Wisconsin, television on a statewide basis could perform invaluable services for the farmer, putting him in direct touch with services and sources of information which are helpful to him. The work of laboratories of the College of Agriculture, the results of research at agricultural experiment stations, the council of experts in every field of agriculture, the services performed for him by the State Department of Agriculture. As an example, let's see a brief scene from a program on farm safety. Professor R.C. Swanson is demonstrating how to avoid trouble with a tractor.
You see, I have just fastened this post to the wheels of this tractor, which makes a similar situation to what we find on our Wisconsin farms. They fasten these posts to the wheels of the tractors to get out of the mud. And when they turn on the power, this tractor may pull itself out of the mud hole, or it may tip over. If it tips over, the fellow operating the tractor may not be one of the lucky ones. He may add to the toll of our Wisconsin farm debt.
In an age of machine farming, farm safety practices can be reflected in greater production and dollars earned. Wisconsin for many years has been a leader in extension education, education taken to the people where they live. Now, television is opening new fields for extension teaching and encouraging the development of new techniques. As an example, here is a glimpse of Professor Lester Seifert as he conducts a lesson in conversational German.
Wie geht's, meine Damen und Herren? Es freut mich sehr, Sie alle zu sehen. Yes, this is a course in the spoken everyday language. Each lesson will be based upon a dialogue. Now, in the present lesson, two friends meet upon the street, Frau Braun and Herr Arndt. Let's listen what two friends would say under such a condition.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen, Herr Arndt.
Wie geht's, Frau Braun?
Danke, es geht mir gut. Und wie geht's Ihnen, Herr Arndt?
Dankeschön, es geht mir auch gut.
Let us drill some words now that have the German R sound in them. Be sure to make that German R good and strong. R, R. Now, I'll say the word first, then leave a little pause in which you are to say the word, and then I'll say it once more and leave a little pause for you to repeat it again. Let's do that drill now. Morgen. Morgen. Frau. Frau. Be sure to speak aloud in those pauses. And now, let's take the statements of the dialogue and drill those. I shall give the statement first in German, then the English equivalent. And then Frau Braun and Herr Arndt will give the statement. Leave a little pause in which you are to speak the statement, and then they will say it once more, and a little pause will be left again in which you are to speak aloud. Always speak aloud. Let's do that drill now. Guten Morgen. Good morning.
Guten Morgen. Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen, Herr Arndt. Good morning, Mr. Arndt.
Guten Morgen, Herr Arndt. Guten Morgen, Herr Arndt.
Wie geht's, Frau Braun? How are you, Mrs. Braun?
Wie geht's, Frau Braun? Wie geht's, Frau Braun?
Danke, es geht mir gut. Thanks, I'm fine.
Danke, es geht mir gut. Danke, es geht mir gut.
After having done this drill, now let's listen to Frau Braun and Herr Arndt speak the dialogue the way they would normally do.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen, Herr Arndt.
Wie geht's, Frau Braun?
Danke, es geht mir gut. Und wie geht's Ihnen, Herr Arndt?
Dankeschön, es geht mir auch gut.
The essence of this method, of course, is active participation in the class or in the lesson on your part. In those pauses that we have left, they have been left purposely, be sure to speak and speak aloud without hesitation. Now, I think for this time, I shall have to say, Auf Wiedersehen und auf Wiederhören.
It helps to see as well as hear when you're learning to speak a foreign language. Conversational German and a new course in psychology are being broadcast as correspondence courses for adults who want to continue their education and earn university credit. Among the non-credit courses being offered by the Extension Division is one in music appreciation, looking at music. Let's see a sample portion with Dr. Siegfried Prager as our host.
One of the greatest keyboard tone poets is Robert Schumann, a romantic, a dreamer, an idealist, a fine writer and critic, and the unselfish herald of many young unknown composers such as Chopin and Brahms. It has been said rather cruelly of Schumann that he started his career as a genius and ended as a talent. However, it is true that as long as he was guided by instinct, by intuition, he wrote masterworks, and when later on in life he took up serious studies of counterpoint and form, it was too late, and we witnessed the sad spectacle of an artist wrestling with problems he was not equipped to solve. Schumann himself admitted that there were two conflicting personalities in him. One he identified with his serene, gentle Eusebius, the other one he called poetically Florestan, reckless, passionate, irresponsible. And in his piano suite, Carnival, he has given us musical portraits of these two conflicting personalities. Perhaps Mr. Leo Stephens, our guest artist, would be good enough to play us a few bars from the piano piece Eusebius. Now, Mr. Stephens, how would it be if you played a few bars from the other one, the Florestan, which gives the opposite impression of Schumann's character?
Another regular feature of the State Station's early schedule is At Your Service, documenting the activities and services of Wisconsin state departments and agencies for the people of the state. Through educational television, Wisconsin citizens have seen examples of the driver education and licensing program of the state motor vehicle department, the operation of the old age assistance program of the State Department of Public Welfare, the activities of the Governor's Commission on Human Rights in solving the problems of migrant workers and their children, the vigilant services performed for them by their State Board of Health in tracking down such diseases as tuberculosis, the development of safer, modern highways by their State Highway Commission, Still another example is this excerpt from a Conservation Department program. A conservation warden is demonstrating the principles of boat safety.
Now we've seen how the boys got into a boat the right way and the wrong way, and we hope that by these demonstrations to help you on your vacation, we'll see them coming into a pier and what not to do by getting out of a boat. This is a demonstration put on by a couple of our conservation wardens, and here they're coming into the pier. The water isn't too rough and shouldn't cause any trouble. Now there you go. What a splash. Now that isn't anything that is uncommon. It's very definitely one of the ways that accidents happen. Is the way we should get out of a boat to avoid any accidents. One man hangs on to the pier while the other fellow gets out and takes the equipment. This is definitely the safe way and the only way to get out of a boat. We hope that by these two demonstrations here that we have made your vacation more enjoyable and that you will have no regrets from any accidents that might happen while you've been up in our beautiful Wisconsin.
These samples indicate in a general way the kinds of programs a statewide educational network would carry into the classroom as a teaching tool, into your homes when you feel in need of food for contemplation. The program portions you've seen indicate the educational potential of this new medium, this new teaching tool, which has been compared in its potential value with the invention of the printing press. The State Radio Council hopes you may be able to see in these early seedlings the greater crop to come. But most likely you're still not ready to give an unqualified yes or no to that question, shall the state of Wisconsin provide a tax-supported, statewide, non-commercial educational television network? There are still other questions in your mind. For example, that big one, what will it cost? Well, there are two parts to that question. One, the cost of building and equipping the network, the capital investment, and two, the cost of operating the network. The capital investment, the cost of building and equipping a statewide network, is estimated at $3,494,600. Well, that's pretty close to $3.5 million. And $3.5 million is the approximate population of Wisconsin, the number of people who would be served by the network. So we find that a statewide network of educational television stations could be set up for about $1 from each Wisconsinite. The cost of building and equipping the network then is estimated at $1 per person. Now, the second part of that cost question, the cost of operating the network. It's estimated that a basic 6-hour daily schedule can be provided for $440,000 a year. That includes maintenance, technical operation, and program costs. $440,000 parceled out among 3.5 million people comes to about 12 cents per person. A dollar per person to build, about 12 cents a year to operate. That's what it would cost to bring educational television to Wisconsin. But there's still another question to be answered. What about the administration of such a statewide television network? How would it be protected against possible abuse? The educational television network would be safeguarded by the same administrative body that protects the radio broadcasting service, the State Radio Council, created many years ago by the Wisconsin legislature. The council consists of 6 top-level administrators, 5 of them educational leaders, and 3 citizen members. More specifically, the State Radio Council includes the governor of Wisconsin, or his representative, the president of the university, or his representative, the state superintendent of public instruction, the secretary of the regents of the state colleges, the director of vocational and adult education, a representative of the university's board of regents, and 3 citizen members appointed by the governor. As you see, the State Radio Council has a broad base of authority. It is widely representative. is educational in character, and its makeup assures control by educators. This is the administrative authority which directs the state FM radio network and preserves its fine record of complete freedom from political misuse. The council would serve the same function with an educational television network. Now, in compliance with the legislature's request, the State Radio Council has given the legislators a detailed report of the projected television network. Preliminary surveys conducted by the University Television Laboratory staff indicate a real desire for systematic, organized instruction by television and a belief in the effectiveness of television as a teacher. Now the legislature wants your report, your yes or no. What do you think? Should Wisconsin add this latest communications tool to its many facilities and services it now offers its citizens, to its public schools, its libraries, its health and public welfare activities, its radio service? Television has been called the most important development in education since the invention of the printing press. Should such a valuable tool be made available to Wisconsin's homes and schools? What do you think? Answer yes or no. Thank you.